Hi, my name is Hubertus Boetes, and this is Word With You. This week we are focusing on faith. We're looking at the lives of some of the people in the Bible and what we can learn from them concerning faith in God and believing Him for His promises. Now, I want to look at a story today that we read in the book of Daniel. It's about those three friends of Daniel called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Some difficult names there, but hopefully you know who I'm talking about. So we read in Daniel 3 that the king Nebuchadnezzar, that he had made a great big statue of himself, and that he had given the decree that everyone in his realm, in his kingdom, had to bow and worship this statue. Now, everyone basically did it. Everyone was too afraid because, you know, there was a bit of motivation to this decree. If you were not going to do this, if you were not going to obey the king, that they would immediately, you know, throw these men or women into a burning furnace. They would be, you know, cast into that fire and die a horrible death. But then we see these three young men of God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they basically just refused to do that. They opposed the king, and they said, you know what, we're not going to do this. And I want to read in Daniel 3, verse 16 to 18, basically what they said. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the burning furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and He will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if He does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." What great men of faith. They were young men, the Bible tells us, and yet they stood absolutely on the word, and specifically in this case, on the command of God. And there's something we can learn from their lives, and that is that faith often requires for us to be obedient to something God has already told us. They understood, as being Israelites, as growing up under the law, that they were not allowed, according to the Ten Commandments, they were not allowed to worship any other god. They were not allowed to bow to an idol or to worship any other image, but that they had to worship only God. And so here they're in this very tough situation. Basically, on the one hand, they could stand, you know, and say, no, we're not going to do this. We're going to believe in God and be cast into the fire, you know, or they could be disobedient to God. And they did the right thing, friends. They are a good example to us of being obedient in faith. And their words is something that just resonates in my heart and something I believe we need to always remember. You know, they say, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. So often we as Christians, we spend so much time and energy fighting battles that actually belong to the Lord. You know, we try and defend our faith and we try and defend God. And sometimes that's something we have to do. But sometimes God just says, you know what, don't quarrel. Don't fight about this. You know, I am the Lord your God, and I do not need you to defend me. And they say that they truly know and they believe, these three young men, that God is able to save them from the fire. Something that we continue and we see that that's actually what God did. Even if God does not rescue us from your hand, O King, they say, we still will not bow. We will not be disobedient to God. This requires great faith. It requires for us to believe in the word of God and know that when He then says for us to do something, that He would protect us. He would have our back when it comes to making this promise. You know, we see later that when they are thrown into the fire, the king sees the three of them and a fourth man with them that looks like the son of the gods. That's what he said. And when they went and took them out, they saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies. Their hair wasn't singed, their robes weren't scorched, they didn't even smell like fire, they didn't even smell like the smoke. And God is able to rescue us from any situation when we trust in Him. What is the difficulty that you are facing at this stage? Sometimes the easy thing is to be disobedient and just to follow our own minds and our own hearts and to get ourselves out of the situation. And often, you know, that just doesn't work out. I want to tell you, my friend, if you have the Word of God, and if you know something to be wrong, and it requires faith for you to obey that Word, then that is not a bad thing, it is a good thing. Let us stand by faith. Let us make a stand for God and say, you know what, Lord, I know you are able to save me, and even if you do not, I will still not be disobedient. May we be people that are obedient to the word of God. In the name of Jesus. May you be blessed and have a good day.